但是如果我们用 invent 的话，它前一定要出现定冠词 the， 以防万一。所以我在解释这个 insure 的时候就曾经用到了这个表达方式。 insure means make a contract but to pay a sum of money in case of accident, damage and so on, or in the event of accident, damage and so on. Got it? Okay, translate sentence to practice it. 我们来练习一下啊。为防生病，你最好不要去参加这个 party 了。So what? In the event of being sick, you'd better not go to the party, right? In the event of being sick. 除了我们应用 in the event of 和名词搭配而外，常用还有结构形式 in the event that.那么 that 所引导的一个从句，可以说主谓应该必须是完整的。For example, you must work harder and harder in the event that you get the frustration. 你为防止你会怎么样？有这种什么心理啊？ Frustration 这种挫败心理，你就应该努力了又努力， right?In the event that you will get the frustration, you must work harder and harder. 那这个句子结构比前面的相比呢，就更加复杂化啊。所以呢，它也一样，有可能为你自己呢去投保，以防天气恶劣。But anyway, it sounds strange. If you hold a party, will you insure it? Of course not, right?In fact, for us, we wouldn't like to pay a lot of some money for such a little thing.
我们显然我们个人举办的一个 party 不愿意会花费一大笔款项作为保险金来换取一个保险 right?
And you know, it is well known that some famous actress even what insured her beautiful eyes.
我们大家知道的一个世界上世界之大无奇不有，还也有著名的女影星是为自己的漂亮的眼睛怎么样的投保的
Yeah, okay. Do you think it's worthwhile?
你觉得那很值吗？
It's worthwhile to do so. It's worth much to do so.
Yes, really.
Oh, of course. Maybe it is worthwhile for a famous person. But for me, I will never insure my eyes.
okay.
Needless to say,
不用说了哈，这是可以看作是一个插入语，用来导出下文。
The bigger the risk insurance company takes, the higher the premium you will have to pay. Okay, recite this sentence.
这句话是很有用的。我们再次接触到了 the more 句型。那么还同学们还记得吗
？The older you get, the more belongings you will accumulate. Right?
年龄越大，你积攒的一些物品就越多。
So the bigger the risk an insurance company takes,
一定要注意冒险 take the risk, 承担风险，保险公司所承担的风险越大，
the higher the premium you will have to pay,
那么你付的保险费就应该是越高的、yeah.
So if you insure your bicycle against damage, I don't think youWhat? You have to pay more than 5,000 yuan a year. Right? Okay. But if you insure your beautiful and expensive house with a beautiful garden, okay, worth millions of dollars, so you can imagine the premium, what, will be very high.
Don't you think so?你可以设想，如果你为有大花园的价值数百万美金的这么一个房子担保，你肯定你的保险费会很高 ，right?
So it depends. It is not uncommon to hear that a shipping company has made a claim for the cost of salvaging a sunken ship.
Okay, recite this sentence. 把这句话也要背熟。
In fact, we have studied the key structure. It is not uncommon to hear.
这个第四节课我们已经接触过了。In fact, it is quite common. It is natural, right?
双重指否定，目的是用来加强语气。所以这里的 not uncommon 所起的作用 it is quite common 是相当一般的啊。
好，我们共同来复习一下双否的这种结构形式。我给大家介绍的第一个表达方式就是 not 和否定形容词进行搭配。来，想想看，你说的话很合情合理。
Reasonable 的反义词 unreasonable， so what you said is not unreasonable。
一定要注意双否的目的就是用来加强语气。我们同时也提到了一个什么结构形式呢？
Not without. I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Why? Without.、
Yeah. 那么第三个结构我们提到了 no, not 或 no, no 进行组合搭配。想想这个语句，我记得当时曾经提到过，没有不爱吃鱼的猫。没有不爱吃鱼的猫 So there is no cat that doesn't like fish Got it?、
Yeah.
No 主要是用来限定名词了那么 not 这个 not 主要是用于指否定结构 No no 一定要注意是说明两个 no 都是用来修饰限定名词的、啊、
好再次来翻译语句也是我提到过的他很能干他无所不能 Right
那么这句话应该怎么来表达
There is nothing he can't do, right? There is nothing he can't do.
Let's say he can do everything. Yeah. 但如果你表达 he can do everything, 这也太简单太普通了。再比如说他每餐一定要吃肉。还记得吗这语句可以说 he eats meat every meal, right?
可以换个表达方式。
那你说没有肉他就不吃饭了
He doesn't have any meals without meat、There is no rule that has no exception
这也是我当时提到过的一个例子 There is no rule 没有法则怎么样呢
That has no exception 或者表达为 That doesn't have exception
就是每一个法则它都有例外、没有无例外的法则好的我们又再次复习到了这个形式啊。所以说当听说什么呢 ?A shipping company has made a claim, 那么一轮船公司提出索赔要求注意的表达方式 ,make a claim。我们在第一课就给大家提到了如何用 claim, 以及它的基本的汉语义。
Claim to have done,
那么所表达的概念是什么声称曾经如何
?make a claim for,
make a claim 表示提出索赔要求那么这个轮船公司提出索赔要求赔偿打捞这个沉船的费用这是可以理解的都是普遍的 现状 right?
For the cost of salvaging a second ship but the claim made by a local authority to recover the cost of salvaging a second pine dish must surely be unique unique means what? Means very much peculiar
OK 它是强调很不同寻常更确切说独一无二、很独特 unique 这个形容词一定要把握住好我们来分析这个句子结构这句话务必要背熟
In fact we know the key structure is the claim must surely be unique
这是句子的基本主干那么这个索赔要求肯定是、相当奇特的
So the claim made by a local authority, you know, the claim, which was made by a local authority, right?
所以这是过去分词做定语，由当地政府所提出的索赔要求。
To recover the cost of salvaging a second pie dish, to means in order to, right?
那么这个要求的目的是什么呢？就是要赔偿打捞一个沉落到水中的大盘子的这种要求。
Recover, Recover the cost of, let's say, make up for the cost of the salvaging a second pie dish, or compensate for.
所以 recover 弥补。好，整个的句子很清楚的就表现出来了。想想我们最近以来一直经常运用到一些过去分词形式，需要做出艰苦努力的自我约束，
这句话还记得吗？我们刚刚在练习题当中曾经见，课文当中曾经见到过 ，self-discipline required assiduous work. OK. So the claim made by a local authority. To means in order to. 好，我们在练习五十九课练习题也曾经接触过，什么情况下应该用 to。而什么情况下应该用 in order to， 换句话说在什么样情况下这个 to 不能用 in order to 去解释，比如说为最新的收藏品寻找一个合适的位置，还记得吗？ OK， so from finding a right place to put the what latest edition， 如果我们进一步扩展的话，你的表达方式应该是这样的，你就更加清楚一些， from finding the right place forEarth to put the latest edition, right? 所以为什么这个 to 不能换成 in order to? 让我们呢本身要为这个大盘子找一个可以放置的地方， right? 所以这个 to put 之前我们可以加出 for somebody. 好，你来翻译语句，这是一项可以使你学好英语的计划。